welcome to our show, Geeks Aware, where we talk about video games, movies, TV, comic books, technology, and TLDR, the Internet of Things. And this week, we have Anna.
Hi, I'm Anna.
And we have Mike.
Hello.
And Joe.
Hello.
And Jordan.
I'm not the most popular man in Poland.
Why not?
I'm not Geralt of Rivia.
Oh.
It's a fact. Geralt? Well, I guess you don't know your Polish people if you have to ask that question.
I'm an American, dang it. We don't know crap about anybody.
Yeah. Geralt of Rivia is the big series of books, the most popular series of books in Poland. It's The Witcher. It's The Witcher saga. I started reading it. They're pretty good.
Cool.
So it's a video game turned into a book, and it's pretty okay.
It's books that were turned into a video game.
Ooh.
Yeah, they're written in the 90s, and then the video game took off, and yeah, the author's kind of pissed that the Western world only knows the books through the video game.
You know who might have a really good opinion on that?
The author himself?
Our last podcaster, Bill.
Oh, you mean the podcaster?
The podcaster. No, our the last host? Podcaster. This is mine now. I'm taking it over.
Oh, okay. I see how it is.
I won't be back next week. Sorry, guys.
It was a good run, Mike. It's nice knowing you. And mute channel. So, also with that, you can find everything with the Geeks Are Wired group on our Facebook page, on our Reddit page, on our Instagram page, and you can even email us at geeksarewired@gmail.com or give us a phone call at 801-896-GEEK. Because Mike really, really wants somebody to call.
I didn't even care about what.
You don't even care anymore?
No. Like, call and tell me I'm stupid. I don't know. Call and tell me I'm a genius.
Actually, we do have a YouTube channel, too.
Call to tell me what a god you are. Or goddess. Whoever you are.
Yeah. Or email.
Nah, I want to call.
Oh.
You can email, but you better call and leave a message, too.
Okay.
If you're going to email, though, I want pictures.
Picture, it didn't happen.
And I want pictures from the waist up, clothes, preferably.
No. I want a picture of their computer, of them sending the email to us.
That works. Actually, a picture of you making the phone call.
Oh,
that would be the best.
That they won't leave a message on.
I'm just lonely and I want friends. Nobody loves me.
Yeah, don't you know? We've already proven this, that you're the only one here and you're actually talking.
You're doing all the voices.
Yeah.
I told you it was my podcast.
And you don't even upload it. So which means nobody's listening to it.
I don't?
No, you don't upload it.
Oh. I upload it, but it just goes into the abyss and nobody actually listens to it.
No.
I went around school and forced a bunch of people to download it. That's why I feel good.
Yeah. No, you just go around the computers and click download and I'm all.
Yeah. I just create a whole bunch of different accounts.
The metrics look good then.
Yeah.
It helps out.
Bill, if the aliens only recover your podcast series, will you feel good about the way you represented mankind?
Yes.
Actually, the aliens will never recover his podcast.
Why not?
Because it's not cast out in the world like TV signal is.
But it used to be.
Podcasts?
No, my podcast.
How?
We used to be over radio waves.
When?
Years ago.
Oh, yeah.
How many
Doing
years
the ICU.
Ago?
Years ago.
Was I alive?
Well, the podcast is only 5 years old, so. We're recruiting them young.
Yeah.
I'm still in fifth grade. No, I guess I'd be in first or second grade.
I know.
I'm like, wow, you were a head start. 4 years old, fifth grade, just running.
Well, you know, I got to be on the podcast somehow. I got to have some intelligence at 5 years old to be on a podcast and be able to talk.
Exactly.
All right, this has gotten stupid. Tell.
All right, fine, we're moving on. How about this? Free comic book day is coming up on May 6th.
Oh, yeah.
How do you get a free comic book?
You go to your local comic book store?
Or, yeah, is it the comic book store? Is the library still doing it?
I'm not sure if the library is doing it. I have not heard for sure.
They lost their geek card.
Maybe.
The geeks show up and they're like, Jamie doesn't work anymore. We're taking this back.
Ah. Good thing I have like 3 library cards.
Yeah, exactly.
I've been finding them like, ooh, look, there's another one.
Can I borrow one of those?
No, because they're under my name. You can go get your own library card. They're free.
I don't want one.
Then you can't have mine.
They don't give away free comic books. I don't want one.
No, free comic books. You go to your local comic book store, like here in Pocatello.
No, yeah. The library doesn't give away, so I don't want a library card. I'm boycotting the library.
Are you guys in a monogamous relationship with your library? Like, do you dabble on the side with other libraries, or do you just stick with...
I didn't even go to my library, so no.
That's a loveless relationship.
Since this slight move, I was thinking about picking up a library card at the other library.
Yeah, Portnoy.
Have you been to the library here?
The Chinese one? Yeah.
Yeah, the Portnoy.
Seen them on the side?
I haven't. Well, I have to vote there, actually.
Oh.
I know. I just, give away some information.
I'm getting pretty serious now.
I get to vote at the ice cream shop, Kiwi Loco.
Ah, lucky.
Half off on voting days.
So, Bill, do you know if it's going to be like a special comic that they're putting out for these comics on Comic Book Day?
Yes, there are. So go to the local comic book store. Here in Pocatello is Captain Bangles. They're at 348 North 3rd. But yeah, so there is 2 groups of comic books. There's gold and then there's silver. The gold comic books include Betty and Veronica, the Bongo one, which is a bunch of comics inside. Bongo. It's just a bunch of, it's like The Simpsons and a bunch of the others. Then there is Boom Studios Summer Blast, Avatar through Dark Horse, which is also known as the Blue Kitty People, Cat People, because they usually come out with an Avatar Korra one. Doctor Who.
That sounds like an Avatar porn. Blue Kitty people.
The Blue Kitty Smurf people.
Yeah, they have the Scotty Young one.
Yeah, that's the Image.
Yeah. Image. Rick and Morty. The Secret Empire, which is the new, or the last reboot of Marvel.
Oh.
So Marvel has rebooted again. Or new stories coming out, stuff like that. Star Trek Next Generation, Zelda, Twilight Princess, Ocarina of Time, Wonder Woman. This is the reprint of the Rebirth, so this is also DC's last reboot that happened not too long ago. And Man O' War.
Yeah, I'll get the Image one.
I'm looking at Zelda.
Is it about jellyfish?
I am conflicted. It's because I want.
Or I hate Image.
Yeah, I hate Image and Zelda. Like, I don't know how I'd decide between the two.
Doctor Who.
And that's the thing. Also, if you really like these are just like the previews of the official books. So you can usually go hunt these down. I didn't realize there was a Zelda book.
Yeah, I didn't know they had a Zelda series.
I might go hunt this. The free comic book is fun, and it's if you're wanting to try it out and everything. But I might actually go hunt that one down.
Do they ID you? To make sure that you are who you say you are and you don't come twice. Like, can I come in one day or 1 hour as, just as me and then get the Image one and then in the next one get like a fake beard?
Depending on your comic book store and depending on when you go in, probably depends on how many comic books you can get. Usually at the beginning, because they're not sure how many people and how many comic books they ordered, sometimes you only get one. Sometimes if it's a larger comic book store or it's later in the day or even the leftovers from the, and you show up following day, you can usually pick up like 50.
How do I become a comic book store so I can order all of them?
You, go talk to Captain Bangles. And you say, hey, I would like to compete with you. No.
I know.
I was wondering where you're going with that.
You could probably ask them to, hey, look, can I work here? And get a bunch of free comic books too.
Yeah,
there's a lot of work, because that's the thing is, you would be able to get the free comic books, but you would be paying for said free comic books to be given away.
Yeah, the end of the day is a good way to go though.
Yes, they actually have to pay for those up front. The original free comic book day was actually a guy, just, he had extra stock and he was like, here, just, I'm just getting rid of these comic books. And free comic book day was born.
So who? I'm confused now because you said they're free.
They're free to the consumers, not to the stores.
Oh. Well, screw that.
Why? You don't want to make this comic book store?
The owner, yeah.
The comic book store is in business to make money.
Doesn't it just build the interest, though? Because they actually get special editions of these comics?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Or you get little snippets. Like, this is part of the actual series. So you can go, hey, I actually like this. I want to get...
So it's not like a whole comic book. It could be a sampling of?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What's the other ones they have? So that's the gold edition. The silver edition, same as they always do, the 2000 AD. They have Guardians of the Galaxy number 1, Animal Jam, Attack on Titan, Bad Machinery, Ballad of Franklin Bonnie Steel, Barbie.
You know what I would do if I was a comic book owner? I would buy one of every single one of these, maybe two, and just have a library. Like, you can come and read them in my store. You can't have them.
You do realize that the library does that. They have the hardbound version of these.
No, but I'm saying, like, the comic book store. Because then you're sitting in the store, you're reading part of a comic book that you probably want to finish. And so you have to buy the real one.
Oh.
And, you know. It would be better marketing than giving them away for losing money.
Why?
Because then you're only losing some money instead of a lot of money.
Okay, you're getting the idea wrong. See, you're supposed to share the comic. That's why I give away my comic books. See, no, I buy comic books. And when, you know when Halloween comes around? I give those comic books away. Because I want to share the enjoyment.
You weirdo.
Actually,
you're supposed to put them on your wall in a little plastic bag so nobody can ever read them, Bill.
Exactly.
I've already read those.
I hoard them.
I'd want a trick-or-treat. To your house to get a free comic book.
Oh, there was some adults who were just like, are you sure? Especially where I like, because this is one of two times of the year when you have free comic books. This is just the summer one, because Halloween is also another free comic book day, and you can also buy these mini comics that you can give away. And so I was giving away those, but then I occasionally, like, when a Batman would show up, hey, you're my hero. Here, have a full-size Batman comic book. Like, the parents would be like... Aren't these worth like millions of dollars?
You
are you
bastard.
Sure?
You couldn't go with the king size, huh?
Yeah. I know, but the parents were like, aren't these worth a lot of money? I'm like, are you sure? I'm like, yes, here, take the. Have fun. Tear up the comic book. Enjoy. I don't care. You know, there's.
That makes me wonder how many kids you get at Halloween and how many comic books you read every year.
This year I didn't really get a lot of kids. Oh. But I got a decent amount. Okay, I got more than I'm used to because since we moved.
Yeah.
But. There was
so when I was a kid, I know this is a little bit different because it's a totally different state, but when I was a kid growing up, there was thousands of kids that would go around in our neighborhood. Like, people would come from other neighborhoods, and you would go neighborhood hopping.
Yeah, that happens.
During Halloween. But, I mean, literally thousands of kids.
Okay, you do realize you're talking about the population of Pocatello at thousands.
But I don't even see hundreds of kids at my house.
It depends on. I've seen various neighborhoods. It depends.
I see maybe tens of kids.
Before we moved, we in the trailer park, I saw like zero. You know, at the end of the road, kind of in this like almost sketchy part area, I was like, like if anybody like knocked on the door, they were usually like the immediate neighbor, and they were still kind of like. Don't kill us, please. Have candy. So we usually just like, well, whatever. After years of that. So here, though, I'm like, hey, I actually should stay home.
Yeah. The first year that we lived here, we actually went and bought a bunch of candy. And we ended up eating most of it because nobody came.
We had to go and buy a second round of candy.
No.
Because not used to it.
Year.
That's when you should buy good candy. That way, if nobody comes, you can eat all that candy.
Oh, yeah. No, I always buy the chocolate stuff. I hate the, like, Dum Dums and all that crap.
You bought the full-size bars.
No, I'm cheap.
With Anna's thing.
So, the fun size?
Yeah. It just means you have to unwrap more, but you still get enough.
It's like sunflower seeds. All that energy spent. The stupid little seeds. Have you ever eaten? Yeah. On long trips.
I've done it once or twice, but I won't do it again because I don't like sunflower seeds.
Yeah. Long trips. Usually, like, start... Have a little.
That would be the worst.
Oh, it's so weird.
I hate people. I hate. If you have to spit something into a cup or into a container, don't eat it. Or eat it outside somewhere else.
And then spit it onto the ground for nature to enjoy.
Well, it's a sunflower seed. I don't really care about the shell. Like that.
It breaks down and it helps out the ground.
Sort of, yeah.
Or some bird picks it up and uses it for its nest. Or something.
That's what we do with our dog here. We just leave it out.
Let's see. What are the other fun ones? Let's see. There's DC Superhero Girls Summer Olympus preview.
You guys, did you see Buffy. The new Doctor Who that came out?
I don't watch Doctor Who.
Oh, yeah?
What?
I tried it, and it made me want to pull my brain out of my skull.
No.
I tried.
I even introduced them to the proper one of Blink.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, oh, that was good. Yeah, see, yeah, that was the one good one.
That is the one that most people are told to. You go watch Blink. If you like it, you will probably like David Tennant, and you will move on, and you will grow. If you start at Eccleston, which is the first episode since it was rebooted,
yeah,
I watched that mannequin episode like 5 times. It's going like, there is something with this. I don't get it, and this episode is terrible.
It was. That's why I
made it past that one, but I've watched most of them. But they...
No, I like David Tennant as an actor.
Yeah, the actor was good.
As being oh, Dr. I like Hill. Eccleston as an actor. He's a great actor,
I know.
Too.
He's in The Leftovers.
And he's also the bad guy in Thor Dark World.
Yeah, he's... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think the problem is that... and Joe and I, we both watched that, the same amount of episodes, and I think we have the same opinion. Like, well, I guess I'll only speak for myself, though, is that I had an expectation of what I wanted Doctor Who to be, and it was totally different from that. Like, you have this Time Lord who is just... amazingly competent in all these sort of faculties, and he is just bored, so he has his
companion.
human familiar, and I thought that was pretty interesting, but it's just too wacky and zany. It felt like a Monty Python sketch.
Hey, what do you expect for a kid show?
No, well, I don't expect much from a kids show, but there I don't watch most kids shows.
Oh, you're missing out.
I don't feel like Doctor Who anymore is really a kids show.
You don't like, not like when it was 50 years ago?
No.
I don't think it is either, but Doctor Who is like a bumble. It's like Pink Panther meets, what's the guy? I can't think of his
from
name.
From Pink Panther?
No, not from Pink Panther.
I was gonna say Inspector Clouseau style.
No, it's he's like he bumbles through everything. He's really smart and can get himself out of some really weird crap.
Sounds like Mr. Bean.
It's kind of like Mr. Bean. Yeah,
I can't.
I was thinking
Mr.
it sounds like
Bean.
Inspector Clouseau.
Yeah, no, I was trying to think of the guy. It was a, I think, early '90s, late '80s show where he always gets like a. Captured by people, and he has to get himself out of crap by building stuff.
Captain Jack?
No.
MacGyver?
Not MacGyver. Oh, MacGyver? Yeah. Oh, goodness.
MacGyver.
Like, he's like Clouseau meets MacGyver.
Well, I like MacGyver, I like Clouseau, but I guess I don't like them together.
So something I learned also with MacGyver, well, that's back on Netflix and everything. Mm-hmm. You only certain episodes are good.
Yeah.
And just don't go back and watch them.
Yeah. But
just don't. Like I found one that I found. I was like, hey, I remember this one. It was the girl that played in The Adventures of Lois and Superman.
Oh, Terry Hatcher.
Yeah, it had her in it. And I was like, hey, I remember this one. And it was still good. And then I went back and watched like the first one. And I was like, this is horrifically terrible. I apparently watched the one good show. I am not watching anymore to destroy what memories I have.
No, with Doctor Who, it's tricky because... we first tried to watch it chronologically, and we couldn't do that. And then we...
Like, since the reboot chronologically?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and then we looked up...
No, you don't.
Well, you don't have...
No, yeah. You just have to watch from the creation of a doctor. It helps out a lot. They don't really... They do go back. You might miss some, like, quirky jokes, but they cover everything that you really need. You could almost even break it down by season, but definitely starting at a creation of a doctor...
Yeah.
Definitely, I think, is a good starting point. Like, they're going to change the Doctor again here this Christmas. They have a new writer.
Already?
They have a new writer. That's basically usually what happens.
Yeah.
But we tried to watch the first 4 episodes. I think we muscled through 4 episodes.
With Eccleston?
Yeah. And then we just looked up the online the top episodes of Doctor Who, and then tried to watch like five of them.
And I tried to watch the Neil Gaiman scripted one, and I couldn't even finish it.
Yeah.
Which one was that
It was Doctor Who's wife and...
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that one's another.
That's the one that pains me, because it's like taste trauma, because everything else I'm like, oh, that's stupid, and I can just brush it off and not worry about it. But Doctor Who's liked by so many people that I really respect that create works that I really like, and so it has this bridge that I'm just like, how can you like this? I don't understand.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, you don't watch a show that you just that is painful to watch for, like, I think we did over 15 episodes cumulatively.
I know.
And, yeah, and is, like...
What makes it painful to watch?
Because I hate it.
It's just, everything about the tone, it's just really inconsistent, because it'll have times when, like, Doctor Who's really serious and being hardcore, but then it'll, like, snap out of it and make, like, a quirky joke, or, like, oh, this is kind of interesting sci-fi, really, and then there's, serious. Like, a skin thing there, and I'm like,
that depends on the doctor. That's the great thing about it, is you could probably find a different doctor that you would actually enjoy
more.
Well,
we tried every doctor.
You tried all 10 doctors.
We didn't try it, because when we're watching it, I think it was up to, was it 10? By then, because we watched Matt Smith,
well, okay, current one is 11. If you knew Tenet, which is probably the longer running one, and I think you were part of that,
right? Bowtie, right?
But we also watched Matt Smith. We didn't do Peter Capaldi because he wasn't there.
So that's 11.
Matt Smith
so he's
was
11.
Like the game and no, it doesn't matter.
I don't like Peter Capaldi.
Really?
I don't like him as much. He's still okay.
Actually, I'm really liking him. It's like retro. I like him.
I like David Tennant so much because he was just a goofball all the time.
See, and that's what you guys are saying you didn't like as much.
No, but no. I'm saying even David Tennant had a moment where he was super awesome and like really hardcore.
Yeah, it's my favorite David Tennant moment was when he undermined, like he was helping the government take down aliens.
Yeah,
and the world Earth government. Earth government.
I know.
Hey, he's an alien. You can say Earth.
The British government take down aliens that had invaded, and this is a spoiler. I don't know what episode it's a spoiler from, but he effectively mediated the power of the aliens, so they're totally vulnerable, and the UK was like, now we need to take them down, and they do. And Tennant was like, no, I'm pissed off. I'll destroy you with one or like three words or something. I think it was five words. And he said the five words. And yeah, that was my favorite moment of Tennant.
Yeah.
It was pretty awesome.
Because he can get dark.
I didn't think that was that dark. I thought it was cool.
Yeah. Well, he can, like, he's changed. And plus the companion also being, you know, especially the modern one where he is technically the last of his kind, having nobody else to hang out with, having the companion. Because, like, in the original ones, it was his daughter.
Okay.
You know, he hung out with his daughter. But these other people, where he's the last of his kind, is kind of brings him into his humanity. He ended up, like, absolutely changing time. Because, like, I am the last of my kind. I am the god of time now. And he, you know, when humanity went to Mars, there was something in the that they found, and it wiped him out. But they destroyed, they blew up the base, which also killed the organism that was killing them. He ends up saving one of them. And he's like, no, you're coming back to Earth. I'm not going to let you die.
And that sounds...
She walks in and she blows her brains out and she dies anyways. And he just goes like, I can't, you know, I need the human to, I need somebody, I need a companion to keep me sane.
It sounds really awesome too, but I know that watching those episodes, watching all of it, the manner of execution would piss me so off so much that I couldn't enjoy that.
That's all it is. Because I like zany stuff. Like, I'm powering through the Discworld books. That's nothing but zaniness, like page after page, and like British zaniness. But Terry Pratchett is a wizard with the pen. And the people who write Doctor Who just doesn't do it for me.
Well, you might, and you might like the new director, or the new writer that comes around.
I'm done.
You're done?
Doctor Who's dead.
No?
I'll
okay.
never watch another episode. I tried more than anyone else ever tries on any other show. So
because of the mass popularity?
I'm just saying, it'll just be a permanent thing I have to work
on. At least you tried for a show that is 50 years old.
No, yeah. you it's the feeling of, like you're the guy in the friend zone and you try for so long. It's like, maybe it'll work. Maybe it'll work. And you finally
sometimes
have to say,
walk away.
Nope.
Yep.
Gotta just leave it be.
It happens. Not everyone likes everything.
Know what else I'm worried about too? That's on the side note too. Is because I tried rewatching Mystery Science 3 to 3000 and I hated it.
Yeah. Okay, no. I am.
It didn't hold up from. I loved it as a child.
See,
but
I hated it as a child.
Like, this is not funny at all.
I hated it as a child mostly because I liked those shows they were watching. I liked watching that quirky sci-fi stuff, and then the with them talking during it, I'm like, come on, I want to watch the show.
Yeah.
Now I could probably do it, though.
Problem is, we usually serve as our own mystery science.
I know.
Exactly.
That's why I could probably do it now.
I know. That's really it. So that stuff just changes with time. I watched that all the time, and then I was all pumped.
Have you seen the new ones?
No, but I probably won't, because it just won't do anything.
I'm thinking about trying them out, see what they be fun.
Black Mirror, I kind of quit watching, too.
Well, there's only so many episodes.
I know, but I just, like, I got through... I think the last one I saw was where you could rewind any memory at any time.
Yeah, from the new season.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But it, I just, I don't know. I kind of quit watching them.
May it happen. So did you guys watch the new Doctor Who at all?
I did, yeah.
I haven't watched it.
Oh, yeah. Are you a Doctor Who? Are you a Whovian?
No, I'm not.
Oh.
Good job. Yeah. You're on our side.
Go watch Blink. And then come back.
Only watch Blink.
I'll have to watch that. Where can I watch that, though?
Is it on Netflix?
I think they pulled it from Netflix.
Oh, did they pull it?
Yeah. Oh, it used to be on Netflix. I know it was on... I'd have to look. We'll figure it out.
Okay.
And I'll let you know. Even if it's clandestine. So what did you think, Mike? Because you're not a Peter Capaldi fan, you said.
Yeah, it was... I don't know. It was kind of goofy. And the girl's reaction when she first stepped into the TARDIS was... I don't know.
It makes sense, I think. And I love that they've been making fun of the... Because the line is, it's bigger on the inside. And when he goes like, why is this taking longer than normal? Like, he's actually like, he's talking to his the other guy. He's like, why is this taking so long?
And I get, like, it was funny. I'm not saying that, but I'm just... It was like... I'm not sure if she's slow.
No, it makes sense, because she even explained why she thought it was the way it was. She thought it was a... walk-in room. You know, like, you walk into the room, and it's, you know, it's a hidden room.
Well, except that she just came out of the hallway.
How far does that hallway go down?
If it's like any other college that I've ever been to, it goes for either way, or it's a corner right there.
And she also, there was a moment that saw it was a giant elevator.
Okay. Except she didn't go up or down, and the door never closed.
The door closed? They closed that door all the time. Remember she said she thought it was an elevator when it started shifting and moving?
I don't know. I just... there was a lot of... Like, it wasn't just that moment.
No.
There was a few times in the show where she was just like, okay, sounds good, yeah. Like,
well, she's not a student. She just kind of showed up. And she found her love that she lost.
Like an idiot sometimes. I don't know. We'll see. I don't know if I can stand the stupidity. Well,
I think she's going to be the companion for quite some time.
Yeah, and she did, like, towards the end of the episode, she didn't seem quite as clueless about absolutely everything.
Well, he did teach her things, and...
Yeah. We'll see where they go with it.
I think she's going to be one of his smarter companions, because he actually taught her a lot of the stuff that kind of went over a lot of his the class's heads, but because she was, like, really picking up, and now that she can actually apply it, because before it was, like... you know, theoretical to everyone in the classroom, and now she's like, oh, you weren't talking about theoretical things, you were talking about legitimate things.
Mm.
Like, he even, like, talks about the TARDIS.
Yeah.
And, you know, in a classroom, you'd think it was just theoretical, and it makes sense. Once you end up like, oh, this thing is real, that means everything you have been saying is real and tangible and is applicable.
Well, except she was, like, he talked about it in his class, but he didn't really talk about it, and...
Well, you don't know how much he talked about it.
Well, even when he talked about it in the class, like the episode he showed, he didn't really talk about the TARDIS and all that.
Well, he said it's acronym. Or he said what's acronym stood for.
He said that with her.
He said he wrote it on the chalkboard.
I don't remember. I have to go back and rewatch it.
He wrote it on the chalkboard, I promise.
Okay. Well,
I guess the whiteboard.
I think it I don't remember.
One of those.
That's not important.
Okay, fine. With that, will he... Shall...
I will be curious to see how they regenerate him again, because he's not supposed to be able to regenerate any longer.
He's already past that point, and they already fixed that.
Sort of. They gave him one more.
No, they gave him more. They didn't say how many more.
Except that it was River Song that gave it to him.
No. She didn't give him more. It was his people.
It wasn't his people. It was not the evil doctor. I can't think of his name.
You talking about the master?
Nemesis. Yeah, the master.
Didn't that, that she did not give him the mistress didn't give him more. His people did. In the time when he grew old, watching over the people. Yes. Because the mistress is even has a new life right now.
I could have sworn that she gave him some of the.
Okay, River Song did give him before when she killed him. So that's why River Song can't regenerate anymore. But. The idea behind that was that didn't destroy. Yeah, she died. Well, she's uploaded.
Yeah.
She was uploaded. or downloaded. Whatever. She's in a computer. Let's go with that.
The library. Yeah.
Yes. Which it sounds like they might go back to that, some of those previews they were showing. And it also looked like they were going to get the master and the mistress in this season.
Isn't the master the mistress?
Yes. But that means that he's meeting them at different times.
Oh, okay.
So.
I think you meant like in the same room together.
It's possible.
Sort of.
No, as long as they don't touch each other. It's possible. He's met himself.
They can't touch each
other. Yeah, no, didn't you know that? You can't, with the Doctor Who, you can't touch each other because then you end up, the idea is you both exist at the same point at the exact same time.
So they can't
which
make,
is a paradox.
I want them to make sweet, sweet love, though.
Yeah.
I'm sure the mistress won't let that happen.
Oh, that should be the finale of the series.
The paradox climax.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sure there's some fan fiction out there.
I know.
For the, I forgot what it's called, where you want people to be in a couple, coupling? Couples?
Or shipping.
Shipping.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a master and mistress shipping.
I hope
the
so.
Master ship.
You want them to be in a relationship, so it's called a ship.
Relationship.
There's a really old show called Coupling on the BBC.
Yeah. But yeah, so there's an entire thing about shipping that you want people to. There's all this fan fiction about people being couples.
Oh, I've never heard it called shipping, but
yeah.
Okay.
Let's talk about. I learned about Salt Lake Comic Con a couple years ago. I was like, "Oh, that's what that stood for." Well, yeah, we're at the halfway point. This seems like a good time for a sponsor, which is AMC Pine Ridge Levin, located at 4355 Yellowstone Avenue in Chippewa, Idaho, and they have their Stubbs Reward Program, and there's also on the what is that day? The 6th of 5th, that's it. The 5th of May is Guardians 2 is coming out.
Oh, well, yeah, that's right.
So there's going to be an event.
I can't wait for that one.
Next week I will have more information on it, but it'll either be the 4th, 10 o'clock showing, or the 5th, maybe both. But like so, next week I'll go over more details about it and all the fun stuff, but go check them out. With that also, the mixtape has been released.
Oh, yeah, I saw the list online.
Yes. The list includes, where did I put it? Mr. Blue Sky by Electric Light Orchestra, Fox on the Run by Sweet, Lady Shore Drive by Aloita Haynes Jeremiah, probably butchered that, The Chain by Fleetwood Mac, Bring It Home to Me by Sam Cooke, Southern Night by Glenn Campbell, My Sweet Lord by George Harris, Brandy, You're a Fine Girl by Looking Glass, Come a Little Bit Closer by Jay and the Americans, Wham Bam Shang Lang by Silver, Surrender by Cheap Trick, Father and Son by Cat Stevens, Flash Lightning by Parliament, and then the new song, which is Guardians Inferno by Shepherd's Beat, David Hasselhoff.
Sheepers, that's, I think the lyricist is James Gunn.
Ah, there you go.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I hope Chris Pratt keeps finding new tapes at the end of every movie.
Well, there is also another one for the cartoon series. There's the Cosmic mixtape.
What?
Yeah, there's a Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic mixtape.
Oh.
Which, let's see if I could find it, probably.
I think that should be the plot of the third movie, in fact. He finds stuff somewhere. Tape. Yeah. his dead mom has sent him on a wild goose chase, but it's not a goose chase. It's a wild mixtape chase.
Of course, I can't find it right.
Yeah, I'll have to produce all those songs. I know about half of them for sure. The other ones I'd have to listen to, and I might may or may not recognize them.
All right, so, yeah, with... Okay, it's released digital as of the 21st. It's released on CD on, like, the 28th. Okay, so on the Cosmic... Okay, Marvel's Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic mixtape one, from music from the anime TV, is Hooked on a Feeling Again, Funk number 49, Drift Away, Walk Away, Boys Are Back in Town, Shake Your Groove Thing, Funk Funk, Joy to the World, I Will Survive, Rocky Mountain Way, So You Are a Star, and Don't Stop Me Now.
Yeah, I know that list more than the new one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I started listening to them. I didn't realize with off of the new one, the Awesome Mixtape 2, that some of those songs, that's what they were, or that's who sung those songs.
Yeah, I know. That's what I was thinking. I'll have to check the ones that I don't know the artists as well.
Because, was it Blue, or Mr. Blue Sky?
Yeah, I love that song.
I didn't realize that's who sang it.
Yeah, Electric Light Orchestra is awesome.
I totally thought it was a different band, and I should not say who, because that'll just be embarrassing. But, among the other things, while I was looking up online, I found out, remember back on, Music Day, or you support your local music store. You know, kind of like Free Comic Book Day, there was a local radio music store.
So
you
could buy. Perfect day.
Yeah, basically, yeah. Guardians released a tape version of the Guardians of the Galaxy Awesome Mixtape.
Oh.
So you could get it then, and obviously, if you found a store that existed in town, like, we don't have one.
I know, that's what I was thinking, it's hard around here.
That was pretty impossible to get. Well, thanks to the interwebs, you can find this one that I was showing was, you can get the cassette of this. So you can get the CD for $6.60 on Amazon, the cassette for $9.75, basically $10.
How many people do you think would buy the cassette that could never play it because they don't have a cassette player?
Oh, no, that's another great thing. Oh, it doesn't even have this one on it.
Come with a cassette player.
There yeah, is.
Really. What versions can you get it in?
You can buy a cassette player. Amazon sells cassette players.
Of course they do.
And even Star-Lord style headset.
That's awesome with the orange. Headset.
Yes. So with that, yeah, see, here's the awesome mixtape for $10.
Yeah, the tapes would be fun to just have. It's like a collector's thing.
And I also found out, you can also buy the vinyl for not much more than the CD. Like, it's like $13 for both the soundtrack and the popular songs.
That's pretty good for the
considering the CDs.
What I find hilariously comical is that vinyl is actually still around. People have record players still.
I know, I have a record player.
It's because it sounds better.
It does sound better.
But the 8-track is gone. The tape,
nope,
the cassette is gone.
Not gone. Guardians of the Galaxy brought the tape back.
Sort of.
What do you mean? I can buy a Walkman.
You can always buy a Walkman. Go to the pawn shop.
Yeah, exactly.
I can buy. Let me rephrase that. And actually, there's. I've even heard
from the 80s.
And I've heard there's plenty of countries that still buy Walkmans. Like, Sony still sells Walkmans in Japan. New.
That play cassettes.
It's not a huge market for them. That's like the 8mm or the old video camera.
Or the old film reels?
Yeah, it was like 8mm crank or something like that. Yeah, you can still buy one. It's going to be used, probably.
Look, $13 for a cassette tape player.
Well, of course.
Or, see, it's all by Jensen instead of by Sony. $11.
How much is the Star-Lord headset with the orange pads on them?
Okay, so that's the problem, is they're currently unavailable, so I have no clue how much.
Look on eBay. It's oh, it looks like they're selling the jacket as well.
Yeah, there's all sorts of all the costume stuff. The jacket, the wannabe jacket, is $37. Totally worth it. You're gonna check out the headphones on the eBay.
Bill, you know who is a fan of vinyl?
Who?
Steve Jobs.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, that's how you win that argument.
You know who wasn't a fan of vinyl? HBO.
No.
You know who's no longer
I know the TV show. Wait, no. Governor, you know who is no longer a fan of vinyl?
Yeah.
Steve Jobs, because he's dead.
Yeah. That's a fact.
So the Star-Lord style headphones on Finanza are $1,781.
That's not bad.
Oh, geez.
If they work.
Yeah.
Which isn't really that hard to do.
What the heck?
That's actually pretty cool.
Why are people mad? It only has 3.5 stars.
So the original Sony MDR5A headphones, like the rare vintage, is selling for $7,878.
Only?
On Bonanza.
Wait, no. That's what people are asking. That's not what it's selling for. That's the thing everyone goes like, especially like comic books. Everyone,
that's what it's for sale for.
Yeah, that it doesn't mean they're going to sell it for that.
Yeah, I know.
What everyone talks about, comic books or even like baseball cards, and like, oh, it's worth $10 bajillion.
Yeah.
Okay, you find somebody to buy it for that. Sure. Otherwise, no, I'm going to read it, I'm going to enjoy it, and I'm going to give it away.
I think back when Pawn Stars originally started, some guy came in with that argument. He was like, but they said that it was worth, you know, $5 million. And the guy goes, did he write you a check?
Yeah. Doesn't mean it's worth it.
Will someone cosplay as Star-Lord with all these items? Go to Comic-Con with all the gear, the jacket.
The mask. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like fun. I'm not going to.
I could cosplay Star-Lord in like 40 years.
Old man Lord. Star-Lord.
You know, and he's kind of given up on the galaxy, and he's walking with a limp.
All right. So I've been sitting on this. I really wanted to talk about, I told you guys about, and you guys were kind of thinking about, was
don't
Mike
pirate the Star-Lord movies? The Pirates of the Guardians. That thing. Yeah. Don't Star pirate Lord movies in general, people. It's bad.
Yeah. Don't pirate Star-Lord.
Don't download them on your computer.
Actually,
I
like
Bill.
All the directions he was going, like, don't pirate the Guardians of the Pirates of the Caribbean Lords.
Yeah.
In the sky.
I couldn't remember Linux earlier either. And what was really funny is like 5 minutes ago, I was trying to remember Linux, and I actually remembered Linux, but I was like, that doesn't sound right. That's not the right way. What is it? It's Lenin? Lexin? So
what's going to happen is Microsoft is going to start forcing everybody up to Windows 10. So if you have 7 and you want 10, guess what? You can still get 10. Among that, they're going to force all upgrades, and they're going to upload all of your hard drive to the cloud and then only put back what is regularly used.
Bill, what about us who still have XP?
Your computers will suddenly crash and burn. They'll literally catch on fire.
Almost everything up to...
No, they haven't. They might still be updating security on 7, either they just recently stopped. They're like either going to recently stop or they just recently stopped.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Actually, they're still doing 7. XP, though, was stopped like a year or two ago for security.
Longer than a year or two. I think it's 3 years.
Has it been 3?
Yeah.
If you have 7, if you have 8, I know they're forcing you to 10.
Mm-hmm. If you have 7, they're going to also.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Before they were like, get the upgrade. Now it sounds like they're actually going to start forcing.
They've been doing that.
Oh no, like more so than they have than before.
So what I've heard about it before was they would automatically sign people up for the upgrade,
mm-hmm.
and overnight their computer would just automatically upgrade,
mm-hmm.
without saying anything to them.
And that's the thing is that even the updates on Windows 10 are going to be forced. So here's what it is about that. That means that because Microsoft figured out that they can give away their OS, they can do all this other stuff, but to stay, even with their Microsoft Office, with the OS, with the console, and everything else to actually stay afloat as a business, that they need to start getting into micro analytics. And to get that, they need to know everything that is on your computer so they can send advertisers directly towards you better.
Hey, what about HIPAA?
I hope this bankrupts them.
Okay, so that's the other thing that's also kind of interesting.
Because if you uploaded my computer, then they can get sued. Because you can't upload people's confidential assessments for mental health.
And that might be something else that they have already looked into. That the lawsuits or whatever else they're going to have to deal with, or the loss of people. And well, also depends on which version of Windows you have. If you have like a corporate version, because they're still back and forth on forcing the upgrade on that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but still, like I just use a regular computer, but we keep it on there too. But if they're just like hijacking stuff off of my computer blindly.
Maybe that means Microsoft is under HIPAA then.
What happens if they are?
Why not?
Not if they're selling it to advertisers. Well, against HIPAA.
But they know who they can. But they know you have the information, but they can't sell that information.
They're just like, hey, how's your herpes? We'll send the Valtrex people to send you brochures.
So HIPAA says that they can't even look at that information.
Okay. Well, and that's something that they have.
Yeah, Microsoft can suck it. Like, that's so illegal.
So, and that might be some of the stuff they've been working on. And because that's why this is not supposed to happen until later this year.
It seems super shady.
Oh, it totally is.
It's a perfect time to do it.
I know.
Yeah.
They've been doing super shady stuff. Like, all along.
No, all companies do super shady stuff.
Like, they've been doing some really super. Like, they had some.
What has Microsoft done shadier that all the other companies haven't?
They, so they had a lot of the what'd you call it? Where they're looking at your stuff and trying to
figure out. Oh, the analytics?
The analytics, yeah. They had a lot of analytics that were built into Microsoft 10.
Yeah.
If you went in and manually shut off all of those analytics.
They turned them back on.
Yeah, every upload, they turned them back on.
Yeah.
And if you went in and shut them down with a program that would automatically shut them down every time they came back on.
They'd turn them back on.
Microsoft would shut down that program and then turn them on. Or they would leave them shut off in the Windows program, but in the BIOS, it would be left on.
Okay, but here's the thing. You don't own the OS. It's not yours.
I do. I paid for it.
No. You paid to use it. It's not yours.
I paid for it in the price of my computer for Windows.
Wait, have you read the user agreement that comes with it?
Part of it. I remember.
Yeah. Really it says bad. In there. Microsoft owns the OS, not the user. You have paid for the right to use it, not for the right to own it.
It still doesn't get them out, because even the mental health site, like, everything's on computers, so they have rights to, like, all the CIA stuff.
I know, yeah, no, I'm interested on how that information is going to work out, and plus how many people are going to leave. I have to admit, I really thought about it. Here's my number one reason why I will not leave a Windows machine. I like my games. I like playing Elder Scrolls Online. I like playing a lot of these other games.
I don't care.
And I'm not paying for a Mac. I'm sorry. I understand Macs work out well. Macs don't get Windows viruses. I hate that commercial because Windows don't get Mac viruses. It's a great advertising, but it's stupid for stupid people.
No, it's great for stupid people.
Okay.
No, but I totally go Apple all the way for my work.
Would you pay?
No.
Would you pay that much? No. And also, a lot of companies have.
Go Linux.
Why Linux?
Because they're not they are capturing data, but not on the scale of Google and
but
and
also
Microsoft.
It's being updated by who?
I don't remember anymore.
Everybody. By Joe Schmo down the road. Do you trust everybody who can update to your operating system? Because Microsoft, at least it's only Microsoft. Apple, it's only Apple. Linux, it's a community.
Update.
Don't update. Yeah, right. Because now that security hole that you didn't patch, somebody else is going to use because now it's public information.
Yeah.
So you have to decide whether you want to leave your trust of updates to the average person, hoping that they stay honest. If you don't update, that now people know that that hole is there and you don't get abused. Pay 3 times the cost for an Apple, or just let Microsoft have it.
Screw it. I'm getting a typewriter.
And plus, you have an Android phone. All your information's already out there anyways.
I don't put anything on my phone, really.
Have you taken pictures?
Yeah, but they're nothing that I wouldn't.
Okay, wait, is it there? Does it have a battery in it right now?
It does. Okay. It knows where I'm at.
It doesn't even know where you're at. It's here. It's recording this conversation.
Sort of.
No. Google hasn't even declined that, and Apple hasn't either. They literally, you have a smartphone, they listen to you.
Yeah.
They gather all your information. You think Microsoft is actually going against this with their analytics? No, Google and Apple have already maximized this. The only reason Microsoft has to go this direction is because they don't have a good phone out on the market.
Why isn't my hard drive space being filled then?
What do you mean?
Well, the recording your voice takes...
It's stored on the phone.
Yeah, it's not scored on...
Online connected. Yeah, I see.
Yeah, and plus...
It just sends, it uploads and sends it off and it deletes it.
Hmm. No, it's not even that. No, it's straight through. They've even proven that with advertising and everything. Amazon's also joined with it. They've signed up with Google.
Well,
this information
I turn
is
off
sent
the
straight.
Data on my phone a lot.
Okay, but the information is still, it's minor information. And once again, your data being turned off is probably part of some agreement or whatever. And it's super small information. You don't need a whole lot of information for a computer to just analyze what's being said.
So they need to do a reboot of Mad Men in like today's time. It'll be even more sleazy. Or
exactly.
John Hamm's like, yes.
Our computers know exactly what they're saying.
I've got all their medical records because they agreed to use an operating system, and that gives us free license.
Actually, that might be something else. So if you're talking about because you take your cell phone into your doctor. They know what medicine you're getting because obviously your cell phone's there and it's listening. Like, all this information, everyone's all free, Big Brother's watching, forget that. Everybody, if you own a smartphone, that company is listening to you.
No, I'm not disputing the ability to do it. I'm disputing that they should make it illegal.
So, and it might be...
Because the
that
whole
it hasn't
argument
been...
of like, well, because I'm well, with it's Mike, a... it's like, well, you bought the phone. Yeah, it's my phone, so...
Except Trump just made it easier.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But also, with the software, you might own the hardware of it, because that's been argued a lot. You don't own the software on that phone.
Yeah, but that's a stupid argument.
It's been argued, and it has been won by the companies many times.
I know. Well, it's because that's the unjust world. That's what you guys are talking about with your bullying. The real bullies is not like, oh, he called me fat and pushed me in the mud. Like,
Joe.
It's the corporate overlords.
Corporations are people, too.
Exactly. Yeah, no, and they're bully people.
But what about Britain? Where they have the CCTV or CC cameras.
Yeah, CCTV cameras.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the CC.
Where Google doesn't have as many rights in Britain as they do in America, but the government owns you and the government literally can monitor you. If you are a British citizen, the government owns you.
Well, I don't agree with that, but it's more of a justification to like do it than just like, hey, we just want to sell your stuff to advertisers so you can get more annoying phone calls on your phone.
Yes.
Like, that's not an argument. If I had to choose one, I'd rather have, like, the national security argument than yeah, we're just greedy.
But do you think the government's going to sell your information? U.S. government sells your information. You can register you go down to the DMV, you put, say, this is my address, and they will turn around and sell that information to advertisers. And they do. They don't even bat an eye at. I've actually heard of lots of people who put different addresses for things, like do apartment one or they were like, this information started showing up with this address. I only gave that to the DMV. DMV, the government sells your data too because they need money too.
When I worked for insurance, we would pull DMV records all the time. We auto-populated everything off of them.
Well, that's just one way. I'm talking they don't just sell it to insurance. They, insurance to sell to you, but they legitimately sell it out. You buy a home, guess what? They turn around and sell your information too. That's why you start getting, when you buy a home, you start suddenly getting tons of mail.
Yeah.
Even if it is stupid, go like, here, have a home loan. Dude, I have one. I'm not changing.
Yeah.
Send me one in 20 years. I might think it. By then, I've fallen off the paperwork.
No, I know. I had my warranty on my car, and I've gotten like 8 million, like, hey, do you want a warranty for your car? And I was like, no, I already have it. And then they act shocked.
Oh, my favorite is, the scam ones. Your warranty has expired. Dude, I haven't had a warranty on this car for 5 years.
Yeah. Well, I should update you on my adventures with telemarketers, though, because now if I get, like, phone calls, I'll, like, just leave it on the hook, or I've, like, answered it and, like, screamed really loud into the phone, and I just do all these other random things.
Did I tell you about my favorite one? He'd lead them on a wild goose chase. Like, they'd be like, you have won a strip. All you have to do is pay, like, $9.95. Sweet, how do I do this? And, he lived in Florida and it was a boat trip in from California. And he's like, great, let's do this. They're like, okay, you just have to get up there. It's like, how do I get there? I can't fly on planes. Like, why? Like, I'm blacklisted. I can't fly on planes. And they're like,
no fly list.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay, we'll rent you a car. No, I'm afraid of driving. They're like, okay.
Do you know how many accidents there are?
I know. So they actually start working with it. Like, this conversation that should have got his money in like a half hour tops, he ends up turning into a 2-hour conversation. And they end up bringing in their bosses and everything, trying to get him to get on a cruise ship in from Florida to get him over to the West Coast so he can get on that cruise ship so then he can ride that one and then to get him back to Florida.
You know what the funniest part of the whole thing is, though? As long as he is working with them and agreeable, they can't hang up on him.
Oh, yeah?
The company won't let him.
Huh.
You know,
he got their bosses in and everything.
Yeah, I know.
You guys are way too
telemarketing. They won't let you hang up.
You're too highbrow. You're not vulgar enough. Why don't you instead just start making slight moaning noises and then say, no, it's okay.
See, this thing.
Continue.
I had one of those car warranty calls. They called and they were like, hey, we're selling warranty or whatever. I just started crying. I was like, it burned down with my dogs inside, and I don't know what to do now.
Yeah.
See, there you go. We should really be recording. This is the nice thing about having a smartphone. Google's recording information, but I really want that information for myself.
You guys should go super low, and then, yeah.
You think you're safe? You have an operating system on your phone, too.
Well, yeah, but I'm never connected online.
It doesn't matter. You can send it over data or over data. Over regular phone lines.
Phone has data.
Yeah, all modern phones do.
You can still connect to an internet source.
Well, I know that they can if they want to.
They do. Just trust that. They do.
Oh, yeah. So they are using my flip phone, which is usually what I still use.
At the very least, it's still GPS-enabled, and they track where you go.
Well, I'm fine with that because I'm one of two places.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
no, actually, the government even proved that as long as you have your battery in your phone, they can listen to your phone. It can be barely charged.
Hence the non-removable battery.
That's the thing. That's the biggest reason why a lot of the companies, the Apple and Google and all that, start coming out with the non-removable batteries. You can't take it out. They want to listen to you all the time.
I know.
And they do.
Yeah.
How does that make
it?
You all need to start carrying around the anti-static bags.
Ah.
Throw your phone in it when you're not using it.
That doesn't. Why would that stop anything?
No.
It stops the signals.
Bill, I was watching.
Oh, you're talking about
those Mylar shielding bags?
Only if they are. Because the anti-static doesn't stop a signal from going through. You're thinking about.
Faraday cage
type
situation?
No, it acts like a Faraday cage. That's why it's anti-static. Because static electricity goes around the device instead of through it, destroying it. Mm. It would stop any signal that goes out.
I'm going to try that out now.
Okay.
It's not that hard to do. Like, you literally can put your keys into one of these bags and push the button.
Huh? Yeah. I was rewatching the Jason Bourne movies with my wife, and we watched the third one, and there was a part where, like, the reporter's like, Blackbriar, and then they, like, coordinate the keyword and do stuff like that. I'm like, that's the stuff you gotta do, because if they're trying to, like, if the government's trying to listen, then you just say, like, silly things. Like, I want to just be like, hey, Megan, have you ever heard of Operation, like, Toast Fryer? Then they go, oh, the keyword, and you just make up absurd things, and then I want my own CIA tale that wastes government resources following me back and forth to work for, like,
Joe,
a week.
You know how that ended for that guy, though.
Well,
he was legitimately meeting with Jason Bourne. Like, I would just be doing my normal day-to-day life.
Okay, that also depends on which country you live in and how the rights are with phones. Like, here in America, unless the government is tapping your phone, they aren't listening. It's only Google and if you're in Britain where you are owned by the government, they have the rights to listen to you all the time. Here in the States, there is a lot of regulation against the government from doing it. They do it a lot of the times. They can do it, but usually if they get found doing it, they get a massive slap on the wrist and some fines. If companies in the States start doing it, they're just like, what? They don't even deny it. They're like, Apple's been nailed for it a couple times. Both of them, and they're going, you're listening to our phone calls. And they're like, yeah, it's in your user agreement. Did you read that?
So here's the biggest question, though, is if Windows is going to start downloading everything that you do and listening to everything you do. And I know they already
I'm kind of curious if you're going to go the same way I was thinking earlier.
What's the point of keeping Google or keeping Windows? Why not go to Android or anything else?
But then Android just has all your information.
Well, I know, but Android already has all my information.
Okay, then you can put you can install.
At least I have everything in one operating
system. Okay, maybe that's it. Maybe you could install. So that would be one of the safer options. Install the Android Linux OS, and at least that one's updated by Google. So you, there is an option with that. Like pick your company.
That's the only thing that was keeping Windows alive was a Word, sort of.
Office. Yeah, Microsoft Office.
Yeah, Office Suite. B, everybody knows Windows. And C, it's because already loaded on every single computer.
Because they did a good job back in the 80s before everyone else and threw it up there and said, learn this.
Mm-hmm.
And because they forced it in, they won.
Well, except now, anybody who's not over like 60, you know, you can switch an operating system pretty easily.
I know a lot of people that don't know how to. And I also, here's the other thing. You're used to Windows. Have you ever switched an OS?
Yeah.
Most people can't do it. Actually, I know lots of people who have been told, like, oh, we use this here, and they'll straight up not even do it. They're like, you are installing this OS on my computer, and deal with it. They will not. Some people, we don't like change. Oh, we like the things we have.
So, for security reasons, like, companies that actually use Microsoft, is that, like, what are they going to do with their information?
I don't know. That's the thing. I'm not sure if there's going to be a if they're going to make a difference between company versions of Windows 10, or they're just going to go, because technically, the ISPs are already getting companies' information, because all that stuff's going through the cloud. Actually, you're talking about the hospital. Guess what? Your ISP now has that. Doesn't matter whether Microsoft did it or not. But your ISP already has it.
There's a difference between seeing where you search on a computer.
No. But you downloaded that information. If you... Like, okay, did you transfer that information onto your computer through a physical disk inserting or jump drive onto that computer?
No, I'm saying, like, I compose an actual document on the computer. Okay. So that's what I'm saying.
It's not uploading.
So you're not uploading it to anybody? You're not downloading it to
Well, the only thing I'll put it in there, too, is we have our own, like, confidential server that we put it on, but that's it.
Actually, that would probably be one of the ways to protect your information is encrypted files.
And our work emails are like the hyper-protected ones. They have to set them up through the agency and like assign me to it.
If you go and like encrypt your entire hard drive, what do they do?
Well, you obviously, you would have to learn to encrypt certain parts, because obviously if you're encrypting it with the operating system, then guess what? They got it. If you're encrypting sections of it, and it needs your code, then it would probably be different. Because you can't encrypt the OS. Well, don't encrypt the OS. Yeah. Or at least don't encrypt the OS with the same key that you would with certain files. So you would run, it could be that. Maybe there'd be more scary with that. But like ISPs, they can download, you know, anything you upload and download, unless you can make it through a secure connection or through a VPN or anything like that. Your ISP knows that.
Well, except I had a computer that was, even the OS was encrypted. It was encrypted in the BIOS.
Okay, because you unencrypted it with the OS, that means Microsoft could get it.
Well, except the OS didn't unencrypt it.
No, but when they grab the OS, the OS is unencrypted at that moment. Because it's theirs. Maybe. They know how... Okay, you're talking about physically accessing it. Once you've logged into it, it's unlocked.
But only on the device.
Okay, Microsoft has that, your device. So there might be a little thing of, point can they grab it? Because if you unencrypt it at any point on your device, technically that is a grabbable point.
So when you put in a keylogger or a key, it's not unencrypted. Like, the data itself is not unencrypted. It's able to be viewed, but the data itself is still encrypted.
It'll be interesting. Yeah, that sounds... I could see... I don't know. It also depends on the... Because sometimes it will unencrypt it. Depends on which version, what type of stuff you use.
That would take a long time, and it...
No. I'm talking about when you put in your key. Depends on which version you use. Sometimes it does unencrypt that point.
Like I said, it would take a long time to unencrypt your entire hard drive so you could use it and then re-encrypt it at the end of the night. Like,
I don't think... That really doesn't take that long anymore.
Well...
Look how much our computers can do nowadays.
The initial encryption took like an hour and a half when I did it the first time on a computer.
And also it only needs to unencrypt. Same thing with what Microsoft is going to put back on your computer. It only needs to put back what you regularly use. It only needs to encrypt what you regularly use. So everything's encrypted, and you go, I need that. And it goes, okay, give me a second. Here you go. Because it's small when you start going after everything, but you start keep on using that one. It's like, okay, this one is ready. It's ready. I can just unencrypt this in like half a second. But you want? There it is. Okay, I got it back. It's encrypted. It depends on what there is, but yes. At the end, towards the end of the year, Microsoft plans on doing this.
My big thing, I think, more so is if you're creating stuff on your computer, it shouldn't be accessible. Like, especially if you're a programmer and you're creating programs.
What? Okay, what is the difference between your computer and your phone? What is the difference?
I don't write code on my phone.
Yeah, people do, though.
Some people do.
So?
They're stupid if they do. Especially if it's a copyrighted program.
No, why? Like that. Because that phone is as powerful as most computers were, like, last year.
I understand that. My phone, though, is accessible by any company just about in the world.
Only if you give them access. It is, as of right now, your phone is only technically accessible by Google, and any software you install on it and give access to, yes. Because Google does a great job at encrypting. Because your phone, guess what? Google phones are encrypted. iOS phones, Apple phones are encrypted. So you're talking about unencrypting stuff? Guess what? That information is encrypted.
Yeah, and Google even set up an encrypted link through an open Wi-Fi source for me. I understand that. But what I'm saying is, like, if you're working on the next Candy Crush on your Windows lap or PC or whatever, and what stops Windows from going, ooh, that's an interesting program, I think we'll make it.
Technically, nothing. But what they could do with that information instead of stealing it is go, hey, guess what? Here's a company that knows that we can have contact you so you can push this program out. Because why would they produce that program and maybe gain some money when they could turn around and sell to sell your information to advertisers and make more money from the advertisers who already are out there?
Because they would make a lot more from the initial program than the advertisers.
But Microsoft doesn't care about Candy Crush or whatever. They don't care. Microsoft is doing their own stuff. And does Google
software company? But does they do care about? Yeah. Okay. If Microsoft could have Candy Crush, okay. You don't think they would have?
How much information has Google and Apple been nailed for stealing?
I actually don't know.
If anything, not. I don't think anything
yet.
Okay, and maybe that's it. Is it not yet? But Microsoft will just be in the same boat.
I don't know about Apple. Google is in the information gathering business. That's their business model.
Yeah.
They still produce
as soon
software.
As they screw somebody over, that's the end of that.
But they're the best at it.
Yeah.
You know who they would have to screw over? Who do you think they would have to screw over to end that? They could screw over millions of people and never end that.
That's true. But as soon as they went after the wrong person, and it became very public.
That wouldn't stop it.
It would end.
Google took on the U.S. government and won, basically.
Not for something like what we're talking about, though.
What, them taking your information?
No, if you're like stealing confidential information, or like Mike said, stealing people's programs and things in progress.
Yeah, stealing people's ideas.
Okay, you're saying though that Microsoft wants to steal your ideas. Maybe Microsoft won't do that, just like Google's not. And because, like you said, it would be death to them. Well, except for here's the other thing. 75% of the computers on the market are Windows.
Yeah. Not only that, Microsoft isn't... They're getting into the information gathering business.
No, they've been in that.
I know, but... Nah, sort of.
What do you think...
They're not in it like Google is.
You're correct. But that's why they're moving this way, so they can be in like Google.
I understand. They want to compete with Google, but...
They want to survive.
They are a software company still. That is their base model right now.
Yeah.
They're trying to transition.
Because they need to.
Yeah. But if they see an opening in their current model, what's going to stop them? Why wouldn't you?
Because they need to transition, and they let people do their own thing. They open it up for developers to trust them. That's the other thing. Makes it even better. Hey, we're trustworthy. You can write your programs on us.
But what if you lose all of your information to that cloud? Like, it just all goes up there, and then you can't access it at one point.
That's the same problem that happens with Google and with all sorts of cloud stuff. They're not stored in a single location. Yeah. Even when Amazon's servers went down, they went down. Your information wasn't lost because they're in so many places. Your information, it would actually take a ginormous tragic event in this planet for you to lose your information.
It would be a life-ending event.
Yeah.
Because literally Google and Amazon and probably Windows now, they probably already have, but they are literally, they have server banks.
And Apple too. Oh no, Google literally has server banks in the middle of the ocean.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, they do. They have boats. There are server farms in the middle of the ocean.
That seems unrealistic.
Why? There's all sorts of stuff in the middle of the ocean.
Well, it's hard to access to get information to and from quickly.
Why? That's what satellites are for. That's
they
what.
They are really unbelievably slow.
Depends on how much money you put in. If you come on, the NSA literally gave the NASA a satellite that can look at the date on a dime. That's what they gave them.
That doesn't mean the information transfers quickly.
But we're also talking about a company. But we're talking about Google, a company that is big on investing in that type of stuff.
It doesn't make sense, though. It doesn't make fiscal sense, and it doesn't make any kind of sense as far as...
Oh, here's the thing. That information on that boat, it doesn't need to be fast. It just needs to be available, because it's that same information is in a million different other places.
Except it needs to be updated and accessible.
Okay,
and
so...
And it needs to be able to be repaired if something goes wrong, too.
Yeah, and that's not that impossible.
It's not very easy to get... It's rather costly to get parts out to the middle of the ocean.
It can be, but it's also worth it when the information on the land goes down.
Except if you put it in multiple places on the land, it's a hell of a lot cheaper.
Yeah. Well, except no, that's just Google's idea. Google has researched it, and they justified it's worth it.
Yeah.
So that's... Oh, so like you were saying it's not worth it? Google feels like it's worth it. They have done the research, and they felt like it's worth it. So they've
that
done
sounds
it.
Sounds like pirate radio.
Yeah. Why not?
Oh, yeah.
We ran over.
Yeah, I know. We ran way over. I'm still pretty... I don't know.
When you go and install your Linus machine...
that's what I said, wasn't it?
When you install Linux...
No, did I say Linus or Linux?
No, you didn't say Linux the first time. You might have said Lexus.
Oh.
Go install your Lexus on your computer.
Yes. No, I'm going to go home and find that encryption program I was using before.
Okay.
That encrypted the BIOS.
There you go. And then, you know, at the end of the year when Microsoft starts getting everyone's information upload, let me know how well that goes.
Yeah.
See how the advertisements start coming towards you.
Well, and I use Chrome anyway, so they're already coming at me all the time. But
I'm talking about, have you ever locked your computer?
Have I ever what?
Locked your computer? So yeah. You have a Windows 10, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's advertisements on your unlock screen.
That's on my lock
screen. Oh, well, that's probably going to change, actually.
Yeah,
that's been changing a little bit.
Oh, I've never seen ads on my lock screen.
Oh.
I have a lock screen picture that I put up, but that's it.
Oh, you put up the picture instead of letting them?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, that might be some of the other changes. Reason.
But, yeah, I'm going to go, the few things I'm going to do, encrypt my hard drive.
Yeah.
And get rid of the cloud account. I don't use
it. Doesn't matter if you get rid of the cloud account. Microsoft's still going to back up your stuff for you. Plus, the cloud account's free. It's like with Apple. You just got it. You can get rid of it. It's not really gone.
Well, you can get a local account, like a not connected account. So at least it's not connected to my name, I guess.
I know you're sounding paranoid.
I am paranoid. This is... Yes.
All right, with that, we're ending. So famous last words. Jordan, go.
Yeah, I'm rereading A Brief History of Time. I recommend it. It's good. Interesting. Entertaining. Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to spend my retirement with my hardback actual books and a sniper rifle just shooting down drones out in the desert.
I'm going to train my dogs to attack computer techs.
Exactly. I'm going to be like, suck it, Microsoft.
And Google and Apple.
Yeah, all of them.
And whatever else.
Exactly.
I need to check out Blink, so I will catch up on some Doctor Who or see how that goes.
Shall join the Whovian crowd. Well, I just have to say welcome to the Whovians. Unlike Joe and Jordan.
She won't be a Whovian. Hey, and Bill, if the NSA is listening to you, we know about Operation Black Golden Ark.